he's not told his partner that he gave her some morning sausage.
Yes.
She wants a morning sausage. I've just had a thought of newbie night, loads of people sat in the cars, and there's me and you knocking on windows going, hey, silly bollocks, get in. Not fucking sitting in cars tonight, mate, get in, let's go for a drink.
Everybody's FaceTiming me.
And you.
I'm going to sit in my car so Olivia FaceTimes me.
Yeah.
Tired. I've had to have a few nana naps like today and yesterday. To be fair, I had a nana nap yesterday, didn't I? And what time was it? 6:30. I had a nana nap.
You landed and went to sleep, and you had a good 12 hours straight, and you could have slept some more. And then you had a good 10 hours today.
I just feel like really tired this weekend, this past couple of days.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Guys, welcome back to episode 11 of the Swingle Podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Olivia.
And yeah, let's talk about everything boundaries-wise.
Ooh, yes, because this will like start it off because I've got a little story that landed in my DMs. And this basically like... I read it to you a little bit, so you kind of know the outline of it. So I thought I'd share it with you all and just basically get chatting about it, because it does happen, we're going to talk about.
It does happen, but I've had a couple of stressful days.
You've had a couple of stressful
days. Thank you for asking me.
I'm more concerned about my nana naps.
I know you are. No, we've had loads of t-shirts, loads of Swing Hub t-shirts go out.
I heard the postman this morning. Post person this morning.
He got a bit of shitty on you, this morning.
Because he was like, are you going to be doing this every day?
And I was like, the postman turned up.
I literally got out of the shower and I just were like, heard the doorbell go and he proper braid on the door. And then all I heard was, are you going to be doing this all the time?
Well, I opened the door and he looked at me like, I've just pissed on all his children, right? And he had a big roll of labels, because Royal Mail do this thing now where they bring a label to you and it's absolutely fantastic. Big up Royal Mail. And this was the second day that it's happened, and he's like, is this going to be a thing now? And I was like, yeah.
Potentially.
And he just went, he's like, would it be easy if I just kind of bring all these labels to you first thing on a morning? Around your area and you label it all up.
Because he were like stood there at the door while he gave you one label, then you whacked it on a parcel, and then he gave you another one. I think he was stood there for a good like 15 minutes. Yeah. And I think he's like, right, okay, I'm missing like my nana nap.
He's missing his nana nap, yeah. But anyway, like we've sent out like absolutely shed loads of Swing Up t-shirts. So you'll probably see in 2 weeks the internet flooding with Swing Up t-shirts everywhere. I make no apologies. That's it. It's an exciting time to be alive. So
it's very exciting and daunting. I think you've definitely been stressed this week of the actual like, you're actually daunted now of like, oh my God, it is literally going to be here.
Yeah, soon. I've definitely gained a few extra grey hairs.
A few.
But fuck off. these couple of weeks. And do you know what it is for me is it, because there's a lot of people on board with this. There is a lot of people going, fucking yes, let's get rid of the site that what we mentioned and let's jump on this. Now it is our responsibility to make sure this is a smooth sailing ship. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry now if anything does happen, all right? No, it's all good, it's
hell
all good.
Hell just crashes and hell burns crashes like and burns. Fire festival.
Ah, your faucet's on fire. But it's a stressful time until, you know, we launch and then we get the numbers and, you know, as much as we can do, as much marketing, and we know we can drive numbers. Word of mouth helps a lot and people go, oh, I'm on Swing Up, you need to get on Swing Up. And that really grows the app and makes it like a solid foundation of the lifestyle. So hopefully people can really, you know, join with us and get on board. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you've had some hate, haven't you, from people saying, Vista Wife is like Marmite, you either love her or hate her. And I'm just like,
No, right. It wasn't hate. So what happened was, right, okay, well, I'm going to say this story and then we're going to move on.
Okay.
yeah, I wouldn't say necessarily haters, but this is the deal, is I got a message on Discord from this guy, and he said to me, he's like, hey, I'm on this other Discord chat. Everybody's going on about Swing Hub, and everyone's kind of coming up with these ideas like, oh my God, it's, you know, I've heard it's going to cost... Rumours are starting to spread about Swing Hub, right? And I don't know where they're coming from, because we've not made no like official statements on Swing Hub, so people are kind of going around the rumour mill. And I joined this Discord group. The guy invited me, so I'll flick through all the conversations. And some of the topics were like, I've heard it's going to be £25 a month. And then somebody goes, oh my God, I can't believe they're going to charge that much. And it's like, wait a minute, no, we're not. Someone said, oh yeah, it's owned by VistaWife. She's a bit of a Marmite character. I was like, okay. Cool. I felt, to be fair, very humbled reading. Like, it were one or two people that were kind of saying all this stuff, but majority of them was all like in favour of Swing Hub, wanting to support, love us.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yes. So I joined up and I sent a message. I said, guys, I've heard you've got a lot of questions about Swing Hub. Let me just put your minds at ease. After answering everybody's questions, I genuinely felt like I was beating up. My brain was fried. I thought somebody might have one or two questions like, hey, how much is it per month? I said, not 25 quid. Yeah. prices to be determined as well. And, you know, people are going, what is the actual layout of it? Can I do this? Can I do that? And I'm going, yes, you can do that. And people are going, do you know, if I've got a couples account and a solo account, do I have to pay two separate payments? I'm like, yeah, you do. Yeah, you don't get a bundle. I'm sorry, we haven't got the infrastructure for it yet.
So you thought you were just going to answer one or two questions, but instead you got hundreds.
Oh, yeah. And then there were one or two people. And I think, you know, it's... I don't know if they don't like me, or if they don't like you, or if they don't like what we're doing. And I... If... It's strange when you get humbled by people that are not a fan of you, or they're just kind of like... They're just... It's weird. Do you know, because we get so much love from people, like our DMs are full of love, like genuinely from people going, oh my God, I saw your videos. Me and my partner spoke about everything. We visited a club, or we did a couple swap, or we did this, and just thank you. And we get that every day. And it comes normal for us, doesn't it? You know, we say thank you. You know, hope your lifestyle journey carries on to be very fruitful. But when someone turns around and balls you down, asking you where servers are located
and all your data is
stored, and they want to know about data protection, and you know, it's kind of, you tell them a price of where you're kind of aiming for, and yeah, it's gonna be a little bit more expensive than the site that what we mentioned, but that's because we've put so much work into it, and it's packed with so much more stuff, more than the site that what we mentioned. It's going to be a little bit more tiny, a little bit more expensive, isn't it? But yeah, I felt like I was beaten up afterwards. I genuinely did, but I felt very humble.
Anyways, let's move on to my little story that I'm going to read you out. And this is from a guy on my Instagram. So he sent me this the other day when I were asking for little story times. So here goes. So we went to a festival and met another couple who mentioned that they were in the lifestyle. This came up in several conversations during the festival, which got us thinking about exploring our sexuality more as a couple. My partner had experiences with other girls in the past, and I have known that I wanted to explore more with guys. So we decided to arrange a private meet with the couple we met at the festival about a year later. We went to their place, had a drink and a flirt, and things escalated pretty quickly. Within minutes, everyone was naked and having a great time. Once the play had stopped, we had a long conversation about what we enjoyed, anything we didn't enjoy, and things we would like to try next time. Everything felt so natural. Okay, so the morning after, my partner had a little extra bit of fun with the other male, but disclosed this to me the moment we left their house. We discussed it and agreed that although a rule was broken, we were both okay with this encounter and moved on from it. We revealed... Revelled in the feelings that followed. We became closer as a couple, and God, we were constantly horny for the next week. Moving on. We then arranged another private meet with the same couple a few weeks later.
Mm.
During the meet, it was announced that this extra little encounter happened and things went sideways. The male in the other couple had not told his partner about what had happened that sunny Sunday morning, which left his partner questioning his honesty. Because we were new to this, we assumed that everyone was open and we all knew what had happened. This resulted in a no play time and some very awkward vibes that evening.
Naughty, naughty.
Spaghetti-o.
Let's break this down. Let's do a little gaugey breakdown, all right?
Gaugey breakdown.
Let's do a little gaugey breakdown. So
recap.
Let's do a recap. A couple met another couple. At a festival, yeah. Cool.
And they got chatting.
Were they tapping intent?
No, they just had chats about this with this other couple, about their experiences, and then it got them thinking about their sexuality and what they want to explore.
So they didn't do a couple swap?
No, not
but
at the festival.
But the next morning?
No. So a year later? They met up with them.
I need to stop daydreaming while you're talking because I'm missing half of these stories.
So they met this couple?
Yeah.
At a festival, and this couple started talking about the lifestyle and what encounters they'd had and opening it up to them. So then, during this year, they've been talking about it and opening up their relationship and talking about the sexuality and things like that. And then eventually they decided to jump into the lifestyle.
And then met that couple.
And met that couple a year after the festival.
Got you.
So they went round to their house.
Okay.
And had a few drinks and then got naked very quickly and things happened very quickly.
Mm.
And then they stopped over.
Did a little sleepover.
They had a sleepover.
A little slumber party. Oh.
But then the female of the couple had a little encounter with the male of the couple that morning before they left.
Right. I would like to know something. One, who instigated it? Two, how does that happen? And three, how does it happen on a morning with, like, you've got morning breath, your hair's all over, your makeup's all down your face?
I don't know these details. I've just got the details.
Next time
you
send a story to Vista Wife and you want it featured on the podcast, we need the deets.
We don't need the deets. That was enough of the deets.
You don't need the deets. I want the deets. I want to know what's going on.
So something must have happened. Maybe they've obviously... Something has happened, and then the woman of the partner who'd they'd visited their house.
Wait a minute. So both partners must have been, like, still in bed.
Yeah, what does it matter? It happened anyway.
I want the deets. It happened anyway. Let's move on, okay.
Yeah.
So then they met up again.
So they'd left, and the woman of the partner... had told them as soon as they left what had happened.
Hmm.
And obviously, rule breaking, that was one of their rules, that they only played together. That was a rule break.
It's understandable.
But she'd admitted it straight away as soon as they left on the drive home. And they kind of, like, talked about everything, of all the feelings, and totally got over that situation. And then decided to meet them 3 weeks later. But the guy of the other couple hadn't told his partner that this had happened.
So he tried doing a little sneaky, sneaky, didn't
he? So he tried doing a little sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah, a little sneaky, sneaky.
He's obviously not told his partner, but then they've brought it up.
He's not told his partner that he gave her some morning sausage.
Yes.
And she wants a morning sausage. I get it. Okay. So they brought it up, and then they ended up in no playtime.
And then shit hit the fan, basically.
And then there were a lot of awkward conversations.
Yeah.
First of all, I would climb into my own arsehole if we was there and you did that, and to see other... I cringe really easily. This, oh, my God.
Could you imagine if you were sat in that house and you'd be like... Oh, so you two had a fun time the morning that we left, and then the other woman was like...
Yeah, you can imagine the head went... Poof.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So what happens when shit hits the fan and you do break one of your rules or boundaries? I think that's where we go in here.
Okay, cool. Do you want to start?
So we'll put that story to bed.
We'll put that story to bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she wasn't in bed and he wasn't in bed. They were doing the morning sausage dance downstairs, weren't they? I bet it was downstairs.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
She's gone down for coffee. He's in the kitchen. Back me up.
This is what I want to know. This is what I want to know. This is why I'm invested. Was it like he heard her get up and go downstairs and he was like, hey, I might go try it on? Or was it reversed?
Oh, my God.
What is it that, you know, Edith was like, oh, my God, I need a piss. Went into the bathroom in the morning. She sat there on the toilet and she's like, oh, what are you doing here? She sucked his dick while she was taking a piss on the toilet.
See, this has happened to us as well. I've just got a story flash up into our head, my head. This has happened to us, and I bet you forgot about this.
Tell me more.
This has happened to us. Do you not remember?
Say what?
Say what? So we had friends around.
Yeah.
And we'd had a couple's playtime.
Yeah.
And then you'd gone up to bed and she'd gone up to bed. And yeah. I were making drinks for us downstairs, some juice to take upstairs.
Yeah.
And he came into the kitchen, didn't he?
Oh,
do you remember?
Yes, I
and
remember.
You were like, what were you doing? I heard you. And it was so fucking hot.
Yeah. I do remember that. We had a
you do
bit,
remember that?
We had a free house, didn't we?
We had a bit of too much to drink, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we had a free house and we had a bit of time. So we was like, why not? Why not?
Yeah, but that did happen to us. So I'm wondering if that ever got discussed with her. But we've not met up with them since.
No, but they do watch the podcast and they're going to know exactly who they are.
Are they?
Probably.
Really?
You just made it awkward for them now, aren't you?
No.
Fine. Congratulations for causing a divorce, that's all I'm saying. No, I'm joking. I am joking.
It's all kept under wraps and anonymous.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do remember that. That was hot. Yeah, because I was like, man, I must have been awake for how many hours? For me to go to work and put in a shift, then come home and then put in a shift. I think I did all right. Yeah, I had to go to sleep and then she drank loads and she went to bed and then...
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And afterwards, you were like, taking ages to come to bed. So I was like, what's going on? And he's like, hey.
Hey.
And he's like, hey. yeah, I think, you know, when you cross boundaries, I think the number one thing to do is own up to it straight away. Own up to it straight away. If you fucked up in terms of a solo meet or... and stuff like that, because like you said, Olivia, like we had this conversation like we have a little pre-chat of kind of like, you know, our thoughts and stuff on it, just to make sure are we aligning, are we opposite in what we're thinking. And like you said, it's so easy to just lose control in the moment when you're so in the heat.
When you're so in the heat of the moment, you can sometimes, if you've got these boundaries set in place and they're so not as fluid as it needs to be, I think sometimes when they're so like set in place and you're getting carried away in the moment, maybe had a couple of drinks and you're just like, it's really hot and you're like, oh my fucking God, yes. And then maybe you've got a no kissing rule and you like go into it and they then kiss you back. It is really hard once you got swept up into the moment.
Just on the no kissing thing, I was a prize. I experienced that myself on actually coming towards someone's boundary. And because when we play with people, normally we play with like experienced people and we kind of go, what's your boundary? They're like, nah, we're down for whatever. You know, we're chill. And we're like, cool, us too. But when we did our Leeds event, we had a couple of people around our hotel room and we kind of just scoped off with another couple and they had a boundary in place. Their rule was like, look, we don't want to kiss. It's for us. That's it. And I'm like, hey, I respect that. But when you're kind of, you know, rubbing each other and you're getting into it, you know, I saw like a head kind of going in and we both backed off and I was like, right, well, okay, let's just lay down.
Well, she went in for the kiss, didn't she?
It was like a half and half because it's a natural emotion to do that.
It's an instinct, isn't it? It's what you do when you're having sex with anyone. You do kiss each other.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You do like...
Yeah, exactly. And from that, I got a DM a couple of days later. Hey, look, we are looking at this no kissing rule. You know, we found it really difficult that you could not do it, you know, in that moment. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we're going to try and open that boundary up and just give it a try. Mm-hmm. And see if we can just implement it in and see how we feel. I think they're kissing other people now. I don't know. I'll ask. But yeah, but that was my, like, you know, little story of kind of experiencing
that. It is really hard. And I think, like, definitely, like you says, once you've crossed that boundary, if something has happened, own up to it, like, because you don't want to be there sat in the shit in front of other people. And then I think if you've crossed that boundary and you own up to it straight away and you have that mature, open, honest conversation with them, I think the trust is still there, kind of thing, and you just work through it and you'd be like, why did you do that? Do I like you doing that? I'm not too sure. And that, like you says, that boundary then might disappear because the thought, oh, we'll put this in place because that's what they want, but then it actually might change. Whereas I think if you cross the boundary and you hide it and it comes out, I think the trust then just dissolves, and I think you are really then just be like, walls up, boundaries up, want to step out of the lifestyle maybe because shit's hit the fan.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything you're saying, but it's there's no but, as I'm going to go opposite what you say. I'm totally with in what you're saying. If you do fuck up, first thing is, like you said, own up to it. That's it. But it's also really important to put yourself in a state of mind, because you're not cheating on each other, because, you know, let's say if someone kisses somebody or something else happens, and you're aware that obviously if you're in a couple swapping a boundary's broke, you can deal with it together. Or if you're playing separately, it might be a little bit different. It's really important that you have that state of mind to go, look, we need to chat about this, but the conversation needs to be in a low tone of voice. You need to express what happened in full detail, the reasons why it happened, and become in reality of going, you can't hide anything. Let's say, you know, it was a case of we had a no kissing rule, and I did a solo me and I snogged someone's face off. And I think our conversation would be the case of, look, just to let you know, I've broken a boundary and I'm sorry. I met with, I'm trying to think of a funky name.
Why? Just carry on.
With X, Y, and Z. Yeah, it's a weird name. That's what I
You met with three girls.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a bit of a catch.
He really needs to stop saying that. That's getting old now.
He's going on Swing Up Merch. That's it. I'm a catch. And back to what I was saying, because I got really in the place then. I broke a boundary and I'm sorry. I met with X, Y, and Z. And it was just really strange, but we were just in the moment and we both kind of came together and we kissed. And I know it's our boundary and I wanted to be open and honest with you to have this chat, like a low-level chat, just to see where I've gone wrong and just how you're feeling and just really get over this. That's kind of how I'd like the conversation to go.
Yeah, and I think it's not getting irate and it's not getting like, oh my God, and thinking like, fuck this shit. And it's not really that. I think everybody has moments like that. And I think it's just working through them and getting to know why and what and who and when, and kind of just getting to the root of it and realizing that it's going to happen sometime. It might happen. And just realizing that it's not cheating. It's not, they've not done it to be malicious, or they've not done it to, it was just a little accident that happened.
Exactly. Boundaries do get broken. And I think, you know, the strongest couples as well. I think, like, for me and you, I think we've done all right. We've done all right. But I think that's because we've always, every time we've played together, we've always kept an eye on each other. I know when I play separately, you're in the front of my mind. Of if there's any rules or boundaries and stuff. But to be fair, like me and you, we don't have many rules and boundaries.
No, that's the thing. Like, we're very open-minded in that sense. And I think when you do start this journey, I think people do set a lot of rules and boundaries. And they are always going to change and reshape and just be completely different to what you actually thought you might not like. Because you get there and you're like, oh, actually, fuck it all.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because, you know, it's guaranteed if you're new in the lifestyle, you're going to set boundaries. You'll be like, listen, I don't want you to, I don't know, spank somebody else. You know, I don't want X, Y, and Z. And you'll think of so many of these scenarios in your head, and you kind of get this feeling of, you get jealous and you're like, oh my God, like, is this the right thing I'm doing? I really, really want to do it, but my emotions are playing up. Guarantee you, when you're all naked in bed and you're going, all that shit goes out the window. Yeah. And you're like, fuck yeah, this is hot.
And then you're like, hang on a minute. You said we can't do this. And you're like, yeah, fuck off.
Ignore me. Get in there. That's it. And you're fist bumping and you're high fiving.
And like we've always said, as long as you're having the conversations before, during, afterwards of whatever's gone on, even now, like, we'll still have conversations before, during, and afterwards.
We always check in with each other. Yeah. Guaranteed. If we have, you know, we've got a meet booked, what we'll do is we'll talk about it.
What do you want to happen?
What do you want to happen? To be fair, you ask me, you're like, right, what do you, like, are you happy? I'm like, listen, I'm cool. What do you want to happen? Whatever. Because we've been around that long, we've had, you know, that many meets, we just know. We know when someone's off. We know when it is. But we still have that conversation anyway at the start. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have a conversation driving up, you know, to the club or to their place. It's always important to do a debrief afterwards as well.
A debrief.
That's it.
How did you feel about this? Yeah. How did you feel about that? Do you want me to do that next time? You don't want me to do that next time.
No. That's it. And I think, you know, and we always constantly check in with each other. Mm. And, you know, it could be 2 weeks down the line and it'd be like, how are you feeling? You still feel good about the meet? You feel like that we had? Yeah, cool. You ready to move on to something new? Or are you just cool?
Just cool.
You're just cool, that's it.
Yeah, so I just think, like, yeah, just definitely move on. Be open, emotionally mature if anything does happen.
Emotionally mature.
And just, like, and also it's okay to want to step out of the lifestyle just for that brief moment. As well, I always say that if something has gone drastically wrong and your emotions are playing like a million miles to one, be like, cool, like, just talk about it with your partner and just be like, for now, I don't want to be messaging anyone and I just want to step out of the lifestyle just for, take a break for a couple of weeks if you want to.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
No.
Whatsoever. And it's, do you know what annoys me a little bit with people commenting on messaging and stuff as well, is that you know, a lot of people think, oh, you're going to couple swap and then you're going to have a bad experience and that's how divorce happens. Because everyone knows a swinger couple that got married and, you know, started swinging and then got divorced. I think he's kind of having that mentality of, you're going to dive into this lifestyle and sometimes it's not all roses. You're going to get someone basically playing the wolf in sheep clothing and, you know, be that really good guy and then do something that you just wasn't expecting. You know, someone might drink too much and then might show the real self of what they were portraying online or that social. And I think, you know, you've got to kind of, even though you set them boundaries, still have a little bit of expectation that we are human and we make mistakes. Two, that obviously what we do is a sexual nature, and when we're in that state of mind, you can drift, can't you? You think differently when you're horny, right?
Yeah, especially guys.
Yeah, especially, you know, and then you come and you get the prenatal clarity. We've spoken like, about
oh,
this.
Oh, shit.
Like, no, I shouldn't have done that. Fuck. Set the boundaries and the rules, but have the expectations as well of that you are human. You know, things can go wrong, and have a plan if something does go wrong. How are you going to deal with it? You're not going to shout divorce straight away. That's stupid. Do you know what I mean? It's a mistake. Let's just kind of...
Just like anything in relationships, I suppose. Yeah. If you're pissed off with your husband or wife or partner, you scream and shout at each other, but you have like a conversation about it as well, don't you? And
two pairs of boxing gloves, have it out in the back garden, done, bosh. That's it. Then next thing you know, you end up at Vanilla Alternative with a black eye and you're like, what happened? No, no, we're fine, we're cool, we're settled, we're good. Yeah.
Just somebody crossed a boundary.
Not a biggie. That's it. Have you got a question?
Right, okay, so we're moving on to my question. I've got a question, and this seems to be the question all the time in my DMs. So we've obviously covered it a lot.
How big your tits? Not that one.
No, but... Did you, the one that I showed you the other day about, that's proper life.
Which one? You get some creeps in your DMs.
Really, really funky DMs, don't I?
You get some funky ones.
Oh, I see you in Vegas. Do you want me to nut in you? That other one. That proper, yeah. Like...
You put that in the Discord.
Yes. Yes, I do. I am currently eating my Panda Express in bed in my jammies and with my hair all over the place. But yeah, yeah, of course. Come round and nut in me.
The guy's got his dick in his hands. He's got pre-nut clarity. Do you know what I mean? He thinks,
hey,
I'm down for it.
He's a trier.
Is it? Hey, if you don't ask, you don't get. Yeah, stay and you learn.
And so this is a question that we get asked all the time, whether it's on TikTok, on Instagram, in the DMs, just everywhere. And I just want to maybe go into a little bit more detail, and you have some thoughts as well. So we'll go for it, because everybody always asks me this. So... my wife and I are looking at joining the lifestyle, but we're really unsure how to go about it. Would you recommend we go straight to a club or possibly try to match up with like-minded people in a smaller setting? We always talk about it, especially during our own playtime, which always seems to make things so hot. Really enjoying all your TikToks and podcasts. They're great. So this is a question that I get asked all the time. So I thought we'd do it on the podcast as well, as well as Instagram.
What do you think is the best way?
So I personally think, even though we didn't do it, I really think going to a club and just experiencing, just going and not doing anything. Because I think it's so hard to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
It is so hard to meet people online, and I think just getting like people together in a smaller group setting, or just like meeting people, messaging them. You could be messaging them for weeks and weeks before you can organise something, because everybody's got busy lives before you could organise a weekend. You know that if you go to a club, you could go on any Saturday night to a club. So if you're like talking about it and you're like, right, let's do it this weekend, you can get yourself to one of the clubs and just basically chat to people. And maybe if somebody does tickle your pickle, swap numbers. You don't have to do anything. Just have a look around and see all this amazing lifestyle, what things have to offer. Because I tell you now, people are so shocked at seeing other people naked.
Yes.
Having sex.
Yes.
Naked. I think when newbies go to a club and actually see other people naked having sex, it's like, oh my God. Oh my God.
That's
oh
a
my
big,
God.
That, that's
oh
a big
God.
Turn on, is
oh my
it?
God.
Yeah.
Just that in general. And then maybe playing with your partner at a club while around this like sexy sexual tension like environment is just enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe that'll help relax the nerves a little bit for the next time you speak to someone, or next time you go to a club, or...
Do you know, I'm very stubborn in the way, you know, when I've got an idea, in the way that I think.
Mm-hmm.
But you've just changed my mind.
Shut up.
You have.
Why? What did you
because
think?
Because I always used to personally say that meeting for your first time, do it privately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say Swingle is launched, you know, you go and you create a profile, you find a couple in your area. And, you know, you live a couple of miles away from each other and you just get on. And I think what you can do is then get to know that couple really well. And when you meet, you've got so much to talk about, and you know you can kind of let your hair loose, because you know what it's like on swinging chats. It's kind of, it's not all sexy. It's not all like, oh my God, look at me. It's kind of, what are you up to? It's like, I'm just buffing kids right now. What are you up to? Like, I'm waiting for, you know, I'm waiting to use the toilet because whatever, yeah. Whatever. You know, it's, and you get to meet the real people. And I always had the idea and the impression that that would be better than somebody going to a club, because... One, going to a club for your first time is fucking scary. It is scary. Olivia, you nearly bolted it up the A1, mate. You nearly ran on foot back home because you were too scared to go to VA when we first went to a club.
But I think I was less nervous going to VA than our first private meet, which we jumped in first first feet, feet first, and went straight to our first private meet. Hmm. And I think I was more scared then than going to a club.
Which is different because I already knew the guy, so I wasn't as nervous.
Mm.
Yeah, but I was also equally shitting my pants, not physically.
At a club?
Yeah, at a club.
Oh, were you really nervous to go to a club?
I've got the best fucking poker face. You should know this. You should know this. Shame on you. I have got an amazing poker face. I was shitting it. Yeah. And, yeah, but I think, you know, look at the couple, for example, that you FaceTimed, Olivia. Yeah. On Instagram, someone messaged you saying, hey, we're sat outside. I don't know what club it was. We're on about going home. I just need some advice. We kind of want to go in, but we're just so nervous. And then superhero Olivia came to the rescue, did a video call over Instagram, and she was like, get your fucking ass in that club right now.
And go just for a
drink. Just go for a drink. Go for a drink. Please, mate, if you do not go, you will regret it. Just go for a drink. I can't remember what club it was. I think it was like an all right club as well.
Yeah.
But the message you got afterwards, there was like, thank you so much for like FaceTiming me. We had a blast. Like, yeah. If you want to, like, called us.
I think that's what everybody needs to do, though, when they go to the club, is literally go and, like, you're going to your local bar with your partner.
Should we throw another newbie night?
A newbie night, yeah.
Newbie night. Should we just do another newbie night?
I just think it just needs to be that people go to a club just to experience the club, and then the next time they go, they're comfortable with the surroundings, the settings, they maybe know the bartender that's there, and they maybe they know like where the play areas are, they know what goes down, and it's not so new.
I've just had a thought of newbie night, loads of people sat in the cars, and there's me and you knocking on windows going, hey, silly bollocks, get in. Not fucking sitting in cars tonight, mate. Get in. Let's go for a drink.
Everybody's FaceTiming me.
And you.
I'm going to sit in my car so Olivia FaceTimes me.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
But newbie nights
are great. Newbie nights are good for that because the staff are more aware of people are new. The more attentive of going, they look really nervous. Let me, you know. Yeah. Because on a normal Saturday night, it's heaving, it's packed, and they ain't got time for that. But on a newbie night, they'll hire more staff in to be more attentive to people coming.
Intentive. Intentive.
Yeah.
Attentive.
Intentive.
Attentive.
I want to get this fucking Google, bitch. Let's have a look.
It's attentive, attentive. Not intentive.
Attentive or intentive.
But I definitely, because I feel like if you've not experienced seeing anyone else in their birthday suit, because obviously we were together.
Ha!
What?
Ha! Intentive and attentive are semantically related. In some cases, you can use intentive instead of an adjective, attentive. Let me just prove that. There we go. There we go.
Nobody can see that. Come on. Okay. Calm down. So, you're putting me off my train of thought now.
You should be more intentive.
Who uses intentive? Actually, who uses intentive? Attentive. So yeah, I just think like when you see other people naked, it's an eye opener. It's like holy fucking shit. Like because when we were together, like we got together so young and like I'd not seen anyone else naked for how many years before we saw other people naked?
You got tired of seeing my dick a little bit, didn't you? Admit it.
No, it's just a weird concept.
Oh, it looks like a slug on a rock.
And when there's loads of you, when there's loads of people naked at the same time and having sex here, there and everywhere, it's like, oh.
But you feel the energy in the room, don't you? You feel it's weird. You feel the sexual energy everywhere and you're like, oh my God, this is hot.
Yeah. And we've been to a club before where we've not, and nobody's tickled our pickle, and but people are getting off and we're like, oh yeah, we'll just have sex here then.
Hmm.
And while watching everybody. And I was like, are you all right? And you were like, yeah, I'm just watching.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. But yeah, good discussion on boundaries.
That sounded really sarcastic.
Did it?
I think because you went up on the boundaries. Good discussion on boundaries.
Can you show a really Welsh accent?
No. I just booked out a Welsh road trip for May half term and I'm trying to do a Welsh accent in bed last night and I was like, what if we really like Wales again? Because Gage used to be based in Wales and I fell in love with Wales. And we're doing our little like Welsh road trip to show the children around Wales. And I was like, what if we really like Wales and want to buy a house there and move in and like be on a farm basically in the middle of nowhere? And I says, our children will then grow up with Welsh accents. And I tried to do a Welsh accent and it's really freaking bad. Really bad.
You may as well be from Mumbai. Well, from Mumbai.
It sounded like I were Indian on it. Yeah, so I'm really rubbish at accents, but you know.
We've got about 5 minutes left of this podcast. And I want to play a game.
A game?
I want to play the accent game.
No!
Drum roll the cue. There we go.
No!
You ready?
Ready.
Your first act, all you have to say is, hello, I'm Olivia, also known as Fister Wife.
Fuck off!
That's it. Yeah?
No.
I'm putting you under pressure. I know I can see in your eyes, you're going, get you. Up and end this podcast now. And
yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to do it in a Scottish accent.
Hello. I'm... I can't.
Come on, you got to do it.
You have to do it. You do a Scottish accent and I can copy you. Because you're good at accents.
Well, I've just forgot how to do accents now.
Hello.
So.
I'm a... sound like I'm from Mumbai.
Hello, I'm Olivia, and I'm also known as Vista Wife.
Yeah, that was good. Hello, I'm Olivia, also known as Vista Wife.
Now do a Cockney accent.
All right, mate, I'm Olivia, also known as Vista Wife.
You sound like a chap from Leeds. You're right, mate.
I can do that one. That one's fine.
Go on, do that one.
You're right, mate. Yeah, yeah, I'm Olivia. Yeah.
Also known as what? What?
Also, what? What are you saying?
And now do a Welsh one.
No.
Please. Hey, you're trying your hardest to do a Welsh one.
No. Barry Island.
Why do you always quote Gavin and Stacey?
Barry Island.
What I want you to do now is do a Welsh accent.
What a Welsh accent. Hello, I'm Olivia and I'm from Wales. He's really good at accents.
I am not. I told you twice before that I'm really, really not good at accents.
Can you do an Australian accent? Because that's really hard.
Do you know what, mate? I think I can do a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about an Irish accent?
I started hearing something or anything. Do your Australian accent.
My Australian accent. I ain't got an Australian accent. Right, peace out.
Guys, thank you for watching this strange ending to a podcast. If you're on Instagram, please follow us on at SwingHub app. And if you're on Twitter, please follow us on at SwingHub. Yeah, I was trying to follow
them. Are you okay then?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Hell. I was trying to think how to do an Irish accent properly, that's all. But if you're on Twitter, please follow us at SwingHub. Guys, if you didn't know, we actually are giving out free SwingHub t-shirts. We are launching in the matter of weeks. It's around the corner, which is super exciting. Yeah. You will know when SwingHub launches. You never know. The next podcast, we might declare it. Who knows? Who knows? But if you want a t-shirt, if you've got a good following, high engagement, please DM the SwingHub app on Instagram or Twitter. Yourself, Olivia, Vista_wife, or myself, Magic Gage. And hopefully, if you qualify, we can send you
himself.
Out.
He's plugging himself. He's getting there with his little followers.
Follow me, please.
Please don't hate us for the accents.
Oh, yeah, please don't hate us. But we've done all right, haven't we? Peace. See you later, guys. Hold up. Yeah, big shit popping. Section 80. Back in this bitch in the back of that bitch with my back against the wall and your bitch on the edge of my dick. Jump off. I call a bitch, a hoe, a woman, I never did nothing but break the ground on top of the asphalt. Tire mark gave you hell, but this that I'm easily pedaling with the speed of a lightning bolt. As a kid, I killed two adults. I'm too advanced. I lived my 20s at 2 years old. The